Spoken American English, Volume 3. No part or whole of this material may be duplicated without the written permission of Dr. Anthony J. Chun.
Chapter 1. Shame on you! What possessed you to do that? How reprehensible! Your behavior was inexcusable. Don't you pull this stunt now? Look at what you've done. Behave yourself. Do you know how late it is? Lay it on him. Why are you snapping at me? Let him have it with both barrels. Give him all you've got.
Chapter 2.
You broke the neighbor's window. Now go tell them and face the music.
Don't take it out on me.
He only got a slap on the wrist. You made your bed, now lie in it.
Wait till I get my hands on him.
There will be hell to pay at home.
He needs a good spanking. I'm gonna tan your hide. I'm gonna nail his ass to the wall. I'll break his neck. I'll tear him apart. I'll break his kneecaps. I'll break his legs. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It was poetic justice.
Chapter 3.
He's always on my back. Do you have a bone to pick with me? They gave me the runaround. Don't push me too far. Don't give me any flack. His opinion doesn't count.
Chapter 4.
We have to start over. Let's go back to where we started. There's very little room for mistakes. He never hits a sour note. I'm almost never wrong.
Relax. What could possibly go wrong?
You goofed again. I don't want any foul-ups. Look what you've done. You blew it. See what you started? Oops, I dropped that Bing vase. God, what a butterfingers. You smashed it intentionally. You wrecked it purposely. He's such a klutz.
Little mistakes lead to big ones.
Why are you covering his ass?
I assume it's an error?
I'd like some explanation.
What's your story?
Let's see it's not forgotten.
Get it right this time.
Do it right this time. Don't fail me.
Next time, don't screw up.
Don't you ever learn?
Oh no, I slipped.
Oops, I made a boo-boo.
I keep striking out.
This is such a glaring error. How did you miss it?
That's a gross negligence.
I've got to be smarter this time.
All right, I made a mistake. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes.
It's just an honest mistake.
I'm not perfect.
Live and learn.
Chapter 5.
He started it. It's Adam. He started all of this.
This was your idea. I didn't come up with it.
He graffitied the wall. But I took the rap for it.
You did it, didn't you?
If you didn't do it, who did?
Don't try to pass the buck.
Don't make me your fall guy.
Don't make me your patsy.
Don't point the finger at me.
Who can you blame?
You can't wash away your sins.
You're guilty as hell. It's all your fault.
So you think I stink? Is that it?
You said it yourself.
It takes one to know one.
You can't leave me holding the bag.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
There's no excuse for your actions.
Don't drag me into it.
You got yourself bogged down in this.
Don't try to deny it. The facts speak for themselves.
Chapter 6.
No more monkey business.
No kidding around.
Quit horsing around.
Don't monkey around.
Wipe that silly grin off your face.
Don't be cute.
Don't get funny with me.
Stop giggling in there.
Please, this is no time for joking.
Get serious, will you?
This is serious.
Is this guy for real?
I'm not kidding around.
I mean what I say.
I'm dead serious.
I don't joke.
I mean it.
I'm not joking.
Let's not play games anymore.
Let's stop this nonsense.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
The party's over.
Chapter 7.
I made her laugh.
She laughs like a hyena.
This guy kills me.
My joke brought down the house.
He's good at telling one-liners.
He made me grin from ear to ear.
It's a running gag.
He laughed his head off.
He told some real zingers.
That's an old joke.
Your jokes are wearing thin.
What's so funny about that?
You have no sense of humor.
You're too serious.
He always keeps a complete poker face.
He's always telling dirty jokes.
He told an off-color joke to me.
That was a nasty joke you told.
He has such a filthy mouth for such a young boy.
He's demented.
How insensitive you are.
He's a real comedian.
Let's spice things up a bit.
Mooning is a typical prank among college students.
Please take your seats.
Where should we take them?
Chapter 8.
You're putting me on.
You're toying with us.
Thanks for your sarcasm.
Don't tease me.
Those guys will make fun of me.
If I do it, I'll never hear the end of it.
I'll never live that one down.
Make fun if you want.
What's so funny?
Are you poking fun at my new hairdo?
You're making a fool of me.
A joke is a joke, but you've carried it too far.
He's the victim of a cruel joke.
It was only a joke. Lighten up.
I'm not a clown.
Don't make faces at me.
Ignore them.
Chapter 9.
Have you lost your hearing?
Are you deaf or something?
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Can't you read?
Go and ask his advice. He knows everything.
He sees all, knows all.
He's Mr. Know-it-all.
Don't be so sarcastic.
Don't be funny.
Quit mocking me.
What a sad compliment.
Chapter 10.
You don't know beans.
A lot you know.
What does he know?
You know nothing.
Smart Alec.
You don't know jack shit.
He's got champagne taste on a beer budget.
He's a 5-foot man with 6-foot ideas.
He'll never make it.
I spit in your face.
You're not fit to even clean his shoes.
Who do you think you are?
He's just a big fish in a small pond.
Who's like you?
I wouldn't want to end up like you.
That's nothing. That's woman's talk.
He cracks me up.
Don't make me laugh.
This is dumb.
That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
I wonder how low a guy can get.
You're too pragmatic.
You're too opportunistic.
He's a scum.
Some people are no better than animals.
You're a sorry excuse for a human being.
You are pathetic.
What a creep.
You are lowlife.
You are in no position to talk.
Chapter 11.
Look at the pot calling the kettle black.
You're just as bad as I am.
Don't patronize me.
Don't treat me like a moron.
Don't treat me like a child.
I want him disgraced.
Let me cut him down to size.
He insulted me.
He made fun of me.
He mocked me.
He dissed me.
That's a low blow.
His insults are hitting below the belt.
This is downright insulting.
He spit right into my face.
You don't have to rub salt in the wound.
Don't step on me.
Don't put him on the spot.
Chapter 12. I'd like to bring this to your attention.
I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Well, give me the good news first.
I've got some not so good news.
Bad news drives out good news.
What, is this on CNN?
How did you find out?
I happened to be there.
Lay it on me.
Word's getting around.
Please pass the word on.
We're always one step ahead of the game.
We stay on top of it.
You don't know the half of it.
Don't leave me dangling.
Please fill us in.
Is this a conspiracy of silence?
The husband is always the last one to know.
Chapter 13.
You've made my day.
That's welcome news.
That's music to my ears.
That's already history.
I've glanced at the paper. There's nothing new.
I take everything I hear in the news with a grain of salt.
It will be in the papers.
We made headlines.
He's a muckraker.
He read the morning paper from cover to cover.
He studied the contract from A to Z.
I want to run an ad in the paper.
Chapter 14.
Only friends share secrets.
Just keep it between us.
Don't tell a soul.
We'll have to keep a lid on it.
Don't ever tell her this.
Keep it under your hat.
Don't let him know.
He already knows.
I'll never tell.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
You can count on me. My lips are sealed.
Your secret is safe with me.
I'll never kiss and tell.
You couldn't drag that information out of me.
I'd rather die than tell you.
He's not telling us everything.
He's always so secretive.
Some things are better left unsaid.
Silence is golden.
Don't spread it around. It's top secret.
Ignorance is bliss.
It's a trade secret.
Loose lips sink ships.
We don't want to wave the flag.
Chapter 15.
You're dropping hints.
Thanks for the tip.
I want to clue you in on something.
Let me give you a pointer.
Here's the key to the answer.
I see what you're getting at.
She can't take a hint.
A little tact, please.
Chapter 16.
Who let the word out?
Better to let sleeping dogs lie.
Okay, who's finked?
Someone let the cat out of the bag.
Mark, you told?
You've got a big mouth.
You're the leak.
You fed him this tip.
You and your big yap.
What a blabbermouth.
You didn't have to tell everybody.
Traitor, you ratted on us.
That's the way it was.
That's the whole story.
That explains it.
I hate last-minute surprises.
Why did this take so long to come out?
This is nothing secret.
It's a well-established fact.
That's not the whole truth.
Over time, secrets unravel.
The moment of truth is at hand.
Ice always floats to the top of the water.
The truth hurts.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The truth is terrible.
Chapter 17.
You're the talk of the town.
You've got sharp ears.
I overheard their conversation.
It's a real scoop.
It's a real big news.
Ever heard of it?
I heard it through the grapevine.
I've heard a few tidbits of gossip.
I heard it from the horse's mouth.
Who told you all these crazy old wives' tales?
Where did you get that story?
It's total baloney.
That's pure gossip.
This rumor is not a rumor at all.
It's not just hearsay. He confessed to me himself.
Those women are so catty.
Watch it. The blabbermouth is back.
People will talk.
Guess what he said about you?
Give me all the dirt.
It's a juicy tidbit.
Bad news travels fast.
Word gets around.
Gossip runs like water.
Rumor spreads like flies.
He's not deterred by rumors.
It's time to clear the air.
It's time to dispel the myth.
The truth must be told.
I'd like to set the record straight.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
There's no smoke without fire.
See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Chapter 18.
You shut up about my father.
It's easy to talk behind someone's back.
I don't want to say anything derogatory about him.
Don't try to drag me through the mud.
Never speak ill of the dead.
Someone gave my boss a poisoned pen letter.
He's just slinging mud.
You want me to look bad?
You are trying to discredit me.
That'll give us a bad image.
Why should I take all this backbiting?
It'll give us bad PR.
You're giving us a bad name.
If news of this gets out, it will tarnish his image.
Your credibility is shot. She can make something out of nothing.
I was branded.
You're the perfect target now.
I don't care how they label me.
You are a walking bullseye.
I'm suing you for libel.
The movie star sued the reporter for slander.
We have to clear our name.
The candidate shot himself in the foot.
His escapades are well known by his associates.
Sometimes your reputation follows you.
Your reputation precedes you.
Chapter 19.
Don't falsely accuse anyone.
These charges are groundless.
What are you getting at?
He's an accomplice to the crime.
You are guilty by association.
What do you say about that?
It wasn't like that at all.
That's only one side of the story. It's her words against mine.
I'm not that shallow and creepy.
Why would I have done it?
Can't you see? I was set up.
I had nothing to do with it. I was framed. I wasn't even around at that time.
Chapter 20.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
She's a lot tougher than she looks.
He seems like an okay guy.